Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast with a big interview show released every Monday with a big star name interview on, and then short 4 or 5 minute episodes like this released Tuesday through to Sunday. Yes, a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is February the 4th, and a quick thanks to everyone joining in with full album February. We've started with some cracking records, to be honest. David Gilmour's debut solo album, the brilliant Buffalo Skinners by Big Country, which blew me away. Heavy and fierce rock it is. Check it out if you haven't done so already. And then a more majestic one yesterday with All About Eve's debut. Big thanks to everyone listening along and commenting on the social media channels. Jerry Bozzi, Pink Floyd Collectors, The Music Box on YouTube, Joe Kay, Adam Hamilton, Mark Hay, Timothy Lord, John Clark, Ned Itcham, Richard Metcalf, Gordon Skinner, Rob Stainton, and Tracy Hazelton. Today's album is Marauder by Blackfoot. Again, this is a new one to me. Looking forward to listening to it. You can give it a listen as well today and let me know your thoughts on the record on the Vintage Rock Pod social media channels. But to today's rock history, we start in 1977 when one of the biggest selling albums of all time was released, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. It clocked sales of over 40 million worldwide and set the record in America for the most weeks at number one with 31. So many stories behind the making of this record, it all culminated in a classic. On this day in 1998, Judas Priest lead singer Rob Halford revealed he was gay. It was during an interview with MTV and he said, "I feel this is the moment to discuss it. A lot of homophobia still exists in the music world." On this day in 2010, a judge ruled that the flute riff in the Men at Work classic Down Under plagiarised a song from 1932, another Aussie classic, Kookaburra. Now, Larrikin, which owned the rights to Kookaburra, filed a lawsuit asking for 60% of the royalties. The judge agreed with them on the lawsuit side of it, but awards them just 5% though, and only on earnings since 2002. And we say happy birthday to drummer and founding member of the band Kansas, Phil Ehart. Phil is 73 years old today. And for our main show, we're sticking with a birthday celebrating drummer. Yes, born on this day in 1941, a rock and roll Hall of Famer, a member of one of the biggest British invasion bands of the 60s, who had a worldwide number one smash hit in 1964. I'm talking about the Animals and their drummer, John Steele. John is 82 years old today and incredibly is still playing. I interviewed him last year prior to a load of shows that he had lined up with the Animals and Friends. Now, John first met Animals lead singer Eric Burdon in 1957 when they were classmates at school, although it would be another 5 years before the band started. They would, of course, go on to score a huge amount of hits, including 10 top 20 hits in both the UK and the US, and like I said, the massive House of the Rising Sun. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Now, as I said, I interviewed John last year on episode 64, so I'm going to play a short clip of that interview with John telling a funny story of being on the road in America with Herman's Hermits.
There was one occasion when we met up with the Herman's Hermits in Los Angeles, and they were there to do either a recording or a movie or something, I can't remember what. And they had rented the house that used to be owned by Cary Grant, you know? the film stuff.
Yeah.
And we had a party there one night, and it had like loads of glass out onto a pool, you know. And I was drinking vodka and tonic, and I thought I was drinking vodka and tonic, but it turned out I was drinking vodka and Bacardi. I was stopping it. And much vodka up with my So I passed out and fell off my stool. And then I woke up just as I hit the water, because they stretched me out on the diving board, fully clothed, you know. And I'd rolled over in my sleep and pushed into the pool. So that was one of the rare kind of get-togethers with members of the British people, you know, but mostly it was just sort of, hey, how are you doing? And we did a TV studio and that kind of thing, you know.
The wonderful John Steele there, such a cheeky chappy. You can imagine some of the stories he tells in the full interview that I did with him, which includes Nina Simone having a go at them and the story behind House of the Rising Sun. So much more as well. Check it out, episode 64 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today then. I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.